To visit the proposed Donlin mine site, you have to take a small plane. I toured the site in July with Kurt Parkin, the spokesman for Donlin Gold, which is the company developing the mine. Donlin organized and paid for the flight.
Yay, we made it.
Yeah. So is this Donlin?
There isn't much at the site. It's just a long airstrip with clusters of sturdy buildings in the middle of green mountains close to the Kuskokwim River. Donlin wrapped up most of its exploration before 2012. But workers continued the environmental testing and monitoring water quality as the company worked with the Army Corps of Engineers to wrap up its lengthy environmental review. But now...
And the camp is closed now while we're finishing up the permitting process.
We get in a helicopter to see the rest of the extensive mine site.
Clear.
Right now, it's mostly dense black spruce forest, but Donlin's proposal would turn this area into a large open pit mine. That means Donlin will dig two big holes that will eventually merge together to form a large pit. At its peak, the pit will be more than a mile wide and 2 miles long. After we get off the helicopter, Parkin says the mine would be in the top 10% in the world for a gold mine because of its deposit size and production.
Basically, we're moving one mountain to another and taking out the gold in the process.
The site sits in one of the most remote regions in Alaska, so Donlin will have to build roads, a long gas pipeline, a power plant, a port, and an airstrip for its operations. That means the project will disrupt 2,800 acres of wetlands. And to do that, Donlin needs about 100 permits from federal and state agencies. Donlin's supporters argue that the mine would bring jobs to a region with high unemployment and poverty. Bethel resident Moses Tulum says that the Donlin mine will open up economic opportunities in the villages.
You go to just about any village, you will name basically about the same number of employers or identify the same number of employers in that village.
Tulum was born in Chivek, but has lived in Bethel on and off for the past decade. He's seen people leave the villages to find work and not return. He says jobs could keep young people in the villages.
Younger people will be looking at relatives working in the mining industry, and they'll have role models that they'll be looking up to who have good paying jobs and able to afford more things like snow machines, boats, and help supporting their subsistence way of life.
But many in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have big concerns about the mine. They worry that the extra barge traffic will damage spawning grounds for smelt and chum, and some fear that a mine accident would contaminate the Kuskokwim River. The first tribe in the YK Delta marched against the proposed mine this past summer in Bethel.
No, Donlin!
And a local working group formed to oppose it as well. But most of the protests are local. Unlike the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay, Donlin has a lot of political support in Alaska. The three gubernatorial candidates have endorsed it. Crooked Creek is the village closest to the mine. Its traditional council endorsed the mine in a resolution 10 years ago. But some people in the community have concerns. Mishka Andrianov is a Yupik elder who lives in Crooked Creek. He doesn't like the mine.
We get that mine open, I don't know if we will get any more fish up this river or not, because that's our life, the fish and the... I live off the land, I don't... Yeah, I do fishing and trapping and hunting when I can.
Andrianov says he worked for Donlin during its early exploration days. He used to hunt and trap in the mine site area before the company closed it down. He's afraid the mine could bring in more people than the village can handle.
We're having problems with alcohol and all of that, and it'll be more than that when the mine opens up.
Kurt Parkin, with Donlin Gold, says the company understands those concerns. And he says Donlin will build the mine safely. Parkin can't say when the mine is likely to break ground, but says it's years away. Now the mine is moving through the permitting phase, getting its environmental impact statement and major permits this year.
We just received our federal permits, and so that's probably the biggest milestone to date. So with the federal permits in hand, we're continuing to work towards getting our major state permit.
Donlin expects to get most of those this year, but Donlin will need to determine if gold prices are high enough to begin building the mine. An analyst with financial firm S&P Global says the current gold market is pretty good for development and will likely stay that way for a while. Parkin says the company already invested $500 million in exploration and the permitting process. He says that means Donlin is serious about developing the mine. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger.